Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when the ish gets real. People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and this is the Video Game Bang live on NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? I like to bring that energy a little bit and then mellow it down some. Corsair Gaming's, everybody. They put all this hardware together in one room to make magic happen. Corsair Gaming, come celebrate with us. Yeah. That's terrible web. keep your headphones and get a mod mic, everybody. That's Antlion's slogan, but we got to change that up.
Slogan?
Yeah. It's kind of a Logan and a slogan and a logo.
You're all about the mashups.
All about the mashups tonight.
Straight up Glee episode over here.
Yeah, Antlion, everybody. Hear the roar, of course. Get yourself a mod mic. They're actually pretty sweet. I was online playing Overwatch, because we're going to talk about a whole bunch of Overwatch today. So just get ready for it, everybody. And one of the people that I was playing with, actually, she wasn't playing. She was just in the chat as well. Is this relevant to the story? Yes.
Okay.
She was like, Aaron, your voice sounds amazing. And I said, that's not just my voice. That's the wonderful technology of Antlion. Antlion. I was lying. Mod mics. Yes. Ding! Exactly. David Webb is on the show, everybody. What's happening?
What's going on, everybody? My butt.
Does it feel
really
different?
Comfortable?
Does it feel a little different?
It does.
Thanks to the good old people at IKEA.
Those Swedes, man, they really know how to build an
they
office
do.
Chair.
They do. They know how to build office chairs, beds.
No, they don't build it. You build it. Well, they just throw all the shit in a box.
You heard her voice, everybody. That is Larisi.
Hi.
She's back, guys.
She is back. Everybody, why don't you like Torbjörn's? You don't even know what I'm talking about now, do you?
The candy.
It's the Swedes.
It's like a triangle candy.
Oh, yeah. You mean the Toblerones?
No, that's the character in Overwatch.
Oh, no, I don't.
And, of course, Corey Vincent is here, everybody, behind the ones and twos.
Hey!
Wow, so unenthusiastic. What the hell?
I'm trying to tone it down a little bit.
Do I have the energy today? Is that what's going on? I did have, like, two.
You do, and you know what? It pisses me off, because we ran through soundcheck, like we typically do, and you guys all soundchecked.
Okay.
And then we start the show, and now you're all fucking screaming. So everything's
really screaming.
Peaked, the whole first part of the show.
And they love it.
If you're listening to the podcast, I apologize. It's because these knuckleheads don't know how they're supposed to check a damn microphone.
You know who you should apologize to? The final person here with us every single time. And I actually get to look them in the face today. The chat room, everybody. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hi, chat.
There we go. Good old ninja in the building.
We should give a shout out to that Call of Duty gamer, 2345, his first time in our stream.
Oh, sorry. Sorry for what you're about to witness.
Did you see how this guy found us?
No, this was the missed typo?
Yeah, so this person listened to a podcast called Video Game Break, and then I guess was typing it into Twitter, and we popped up. Instead, and then
yay us!
That's how we steal people's listeners.
Yeah, exactly,
doing things.
That's awesome. Typos.
Thanks, happy Google. Accident.
Let me tell you also about a happy accident. I did my laundry today.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I went through all my pants like you're supposed to look for stuff to take out. You know, you don't want to wash your phone, right? How do you not take stuff out of your pants when you do your laundry?
I don't put anything in my pockets.
Oh, that's just
women's jeans are made with fake pockets.
You're right.
So
women's, that's true. Yeah.
I mean,
so anyway, I have cargo pants, so I got lots of pockets. And I thought I went through all of them. So I wash my pants. I put them in the dryer. I hear all this rattling. And this is after an hour. I'm coming back to see. And I open it up. My brand new headphones.
Oh, shit.
Womp, womp.
Yep. They're all tangled and mashed and mangled up inside there.
Do they still work?
I plug them in and the bastards still work.
There you go.
Samsung, everybody. Strongest brand.
And our new sponsor.
I wouldn't recommend washing your headphones, but they came out cleaner on the other side. I'll tell you that. They look a little bit whiter. Just a little bit whiter.
That's
America loves it. So besides that, of course, the Video Game Bang went to IKEA today for the second time. We went yesterday, and me and Webb sat our butts down in a litany of chairs just to fill them out, you know? We left our impression there. We sat there so long.
That's gross.
Was this a Cinderella situation?
It was kind of, yes.
Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had people walking by, you know, looking at us kind of funny, like, what's up with these guys that are just sitting and having a class meeting inside?
Well, probably, you know, you know, I'm going to say...
You guys should have just brought, like, Taco Bell and ate at the tables, too. Shit.
I think they were looking at you because you were two hetero males together in an
looking
IKEA.
Looking at furniture.
Yeah. Looking for furniture. That never happens at IKEA.
And literally, there's nothing but couples there.
Yeah, it's a haven.
Cuppies?
Yeah,
those are a couple puppies. Yeah, it's a mashup. Yeah, they were everywhere. Families just sitting on beds, putting, you know, tables together. Will this look right, honey? You're like, yeah, I don't think that will. Get the hell out of my kitchen, woman. And it was awesome, though. But, yeah, we sat down, and we – would you say first-timer? No, because we went through a couple of chairs before we found
– We beelined for the cheapest one they had.
Yes, well, we did.
Ish. The cheapest, like, nice-looking one they had. Sat in there, and, like, it was just – sit for half a second, and we're like, nope.
Yeah,
this is like the wood chairs.
Did not feel it. We sat in that
metal
one. I think
this was
one,
number two.
That metal one that was kind of comfortable.
I sat in the metal one just for S&Ds.
Was that the mesh one?
No.
It looked
the metal,
like mesh.
Kind of. It was kind of, it had holes in it.
There's not that many categories.
That
would have been terrible.
Not that many categories with chairs. You either got your pleather, you got your metal, wood, or you got a little, a fabric cushion or something.
Or you spend $500.
Or you get the Tobjorn.
Tobjorn
online.
Yeah, wow.
Stop with that thing.
How dare you, Special Cases? Special Cases says Corey and Webb look more like a believable couple. To be honest,
maybe Special Cases may be onto something.
That's a lie.
He may be onto something.
I think Special Cases is just against mixed couples.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What Special Cases is married to a Mexican woman, and he happens to be Native.
Oh, we all know that doesn't count.
You voting for Trump too?
Wow,
because everybody's attracted to Latino people.
Not everybody.
Yeah.
I know a couple of people.
No. I am not.
There's one. So we find the chair.
You just
finally
found the one.
And we groove ourselves into it, and we're like, this is it.
Separate chairs.
Separate chairs, awfully.
We groove ourselves into separate chairs.
Definitely.
I want to make that
very clear.
Unequivocally clear.
The ones that we sat in, though, it was like a cream color.
Yeah.
Looked like, I don't know.
Because they didn't have any black ones.
French vanilla ice cream or something like that. Is that what they call it?
French vanilla, yep.
Yeah, they put the black ones in the back of the building, which is just racist. So we were like, these are it. We send the picture out to the rest of the VGB crew, and we come back today, and we pick up three of these bad boys, and we are currently sitting in these Malcolm chairs, is what they call them.
Yeah, Malcolm.
Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yep.
So thank you, Malcolm Jamal Warner, for creating these lovely chairs.
And thank you to our patrons.
Yes.
Who paid for a big chunk of them.
Can bottom of our butts.
Literally feel the Patreon under your butts. Literally.
We thank you from the bottom of our butts.
So all we need now is Disco Light up top, and we'll be set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys want to contribute to the Patreon, go to patreon.com/videogamebang. It's not too late. You can get in our monthly giveaways. We actually post bonus podcasts on there as well, so you can get about almost twice the amount of Video Game Bang podcast content by being a patron.
So with all that said, everybody, do you know what time it is?
No.
I think I do.
Do you, though, Webb?
I think I do.
Uh-uh. And it's going to be, like, complete again, because we got the third wheel back.
Oh, thanks. You're so nice.
What?
It's...
Yeah, that's what makes us a tricycle.
There's four of us.
Aaron doesn't count because he doesn't do it.
I never do it, actually. Let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
That felt so good.
We have a lot of stuff. I know a lot of people, for the last two episodes, a lot of people have been saying, can you guys stop talking about Overwatch? But
what are we going to talk about?
I mean, we're talking about Overwatch. We're going to talk about Overwatch. I am sorry. This game has reinvigorated gamers that felt like they couldn't get back into gaming anymore.
I think it'd be irresponsible if we didn't talk about Overwatch.
It would be.
It would be podcastular malpractice.
Overwatch already has 7 million people aiming at your face.
Really?
Blizzard Entertainment probably knew its online shooter Overwatch was going to be pretty popular following the wildly successful beta, which we previously said on the other show. Maybe to not this extent. The company has revealed that game has earned 7 million players worldwide across PC, PlayStation 4, and the Xbox One, with users logging in over 119 hours.
I believe it's...
I'm really happy that there's that many players.
Yeah.
Because I'm ranked 34,000, and I was really depressed about that, but out of 7 million...
Right?
That's not too shabby.
That right?
I'm gonna pat myself.
Out of 7 million. Wow.
So for Web to be ranked that high, I'm assuming a lot of people like played it once and just haven't played again. Because I was looking at your stats, bro.
Out of 51 games I played.
And I'm not impressed.
51 games.
I'm ranked in the top 1,000 for...
That's almost worse that you've played so few games. Because the more games you play, the more buffer I understand for your stats to get lower. Because you have a bigger pool.
You have a bigger pool.
But from 500 games and you're only averaging 5 kills, what are you doing during these matches?
I do a lot of tanks. I play Reinhardt a lot.
No excuse.
See, and this is why I love this game so much. Because the game isn't all about KD, like Call of Duty.
That Corey thinks it is.
Right?
It's about KD.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's all it's about. It's so There's not. Nothing else.
It is? So then what about those Mercy players?
That's a good point.
Exactly.
Because it is fun to play as Mercy and Lucian.
Wow. Lucian. Can you not say his name correctly? You
no, racist. It was a League of Legends thing.
Yeah, sure.
Come on.
Sure. We have a very special viewer, Katie. She's out there. She plays Mercy all the time, and she does a wonderful job at healing people.
Yeah, she does.
A wonderful job. I mean, with her at my back, I can take over the world. Literally. The world of Overwatch, of course, though. Not
Anubis.
You know. Yeah, exactly. The biggest question, though, that I have overall is, Larissa, why haven't you have this on PS4?
I don't want it for PS4.
There's no excuses.
I played on PC with an Xbox controller.
See what I mean? It's either you're with us or you're against us. That's how it is on this thing.
Then I'm against you.
I told Webb when we were at IKEA sitting our butts in chairs.
Separate chairs.
Yes.
Clarify again.
Separate but equal. That this whole week, this whole last week, we have had consistent Overwatch matches with at least a minimum of 3 people every single time. Every single time. And we just keep rolling, like match after match after match.
Well, my flock is starting to, be generated. I have a team now, a squad, if you will.
Okay. Let's run down that list.
There are literally... Okay, you want to run down the list?
Yeah, let's run down that list.
My list would take your crew anytime.
I guarantee that is false.
No. It's 100% accurate. I have my cousin Luke.
Okay, you've already started on the low point.
Yep.
When you say family members. Yeah. I have my mom and my father.
My Uncle Gary.
Did you take to prom? Oh, exactly. My cousin.
My Aunt Linda.
Yeah. All right, I wasn't even done yet.
Okay.
All right. I got Rich Alvarez.
Okay.
I almost Guardians of the Galaxy. Who?
Rich Alvarez, Sacramento YouTuber. Come on, man. Yes. You know who this is.
Yeah.
And then his wife.
Okay. You're right. Is their infant child as well? Plays a mean tracer, doesn't he?
Larissa's not impressed.
I don't think anybody. I don't even think Rich Alvarez is impressed.
And Rich Alvarez's friends. That's who I've been playing
with. Cool. So Rich Alvarez and friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the slowest clap that you're only going to get one clap from. Definitely. Why don't you just play with Barney and friends? It's the same thing.
Baby Bop.
You know
DJ.
Who else has it on the PC I haven't gotten to actually play with yet? Sky from Orange Lounge Radio.
Oh, wow. Hmm. He's too busy playing Doom. So there you go. But yeah, Overwatch, if you haven't played it yet, people, there's no feasible reason why you shouldn't at least give it a try.
Joel, Gaming Sense Gaming, is in my squad. Let's see, who else we got? Starless. So before you start dissing my crew, you should know.
I would love, if there was a cross-platform, I would love to...
Oh, man, if there was cross-platform, you wouldn't even stand a chance.
No, there's...
They start doing that.
Yeah, we would Civil War the crap out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what we got next on here? Oh, yeah.
My posse's on Broadway.
If you want to say that, whatever.
And you did it your way?
And we did it our way.
There was an old game called Grand Theft Auto 5. Anybody remember that?
No.
No.
Apparently it's been very well upkept with updates and DLC and stuff like that.
Really?
People are still playing.
Who developed this one?
It was a little company, little indie Capcom company called Rockstar.
Sure wasn't
like,
Ubi?
I think it's like four guys in the whole development cycle to make the whole game.
Really?
They did a pretty good job.
That's impressive.
Too.
What kind of gameplay?
Open world sandbox.
Oh, really?
Platformer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's kind of a mix between DDR and Tetris.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, you're trying to say it's like what's that dog game? Watch Dogs? It's kind of like that.
More like Pokemon than Watch Dogs.
Okay.
But you're in the right vicinity.
Okay.
Well, it's because you're playing in the hood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the hood?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
The hood.
Well, they're taking it out of the hood when you build your own criminal empire now with this new expansion that's coming out. So for the game release, of course, of 2013, Grand Theft Auto V has enjoyed an enjoyable success. We haven't played it personally on a regular like everybody else, but there's been tons of people playing it online. And that's
I did when it first came out.
I did as well from when it first came out. But see, that was back on the 360. Even. Why are you shaking your head? No, that wasn't.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
Mm-hmm. No, it was a 360.
Yeah. Played on the PS4. Yeah, so we were early adopters on that one.
See, we played a lot, and it kind of feels like it's one of those things where there's a lot of cool stuff, and it's all free, right?
Yeah. That's what kept people playing.
But just too much time has passed, and I feel like if we were to go in there now, it'd just be too overwhelming.
It'd be a lot of different stuff, and with this new one, you're actually becoming a different type of criminal. They call them CEOs, and that's what you're going for on this one.
CEOs? What is this?
So you're going to be running...
This is the new Donald Trump version.
Yes.
Oh.
Like, basically.
So how many walls can you build?
Your whole life, as many walls as you can try.
A lot of walls and really, really high.
Like 1,000 feet high.
Yeah.
The new expansion is called Further Adventures in Finance and Felony. Rockstar's preserving the game spirit in jovial carnage. Instead of just running jobs, you'll create a business empire trafficking illicit goods and sabotaging your rivals in other businesses. Some rewards may seem tame to players, but there's enough fancy cars and mayhem to climb to the top. So yeah, now you're just a criminal with a suit, basically. That's exactly what you're going to
be. The worst kind of criminal.
I think it's pretty interesting that they're taking this ring with
they're
this
being
one.
Realistic.
Yeah.
Because in reality.
They're bringing you the modern world.
Exactly. Yeah. So whenever I start my empire and call it EA... and become the CEO of it. It's going to be awesome. Everybody's going to fear me. I'm going to put out games that suck.
That are horrible,
yeah,
but
exactly.
Everybody buys.
But everybody buys. Literally everybody buys. And I'm putting out year after year, of course. Year after freaking year.
After year.
Speaking of criminals, does anybody know what the Silk Road is?
Yes.
Please explain, Webb, because I was a little iffy on this one.
It's,
and I don't even want to really do this story.
It's like
fear
the
that we might get to
Nether Web region, and it's like the black market online.
Don't Google that, if that's what you're doing right
essentially.
Now.
Essentially.
Who, me?
Yes, you. I heard a little typing over there.
Google. Aaron, I was just giving him a chance to butcher it, but when he couldn't tell you...
I'm saying this for your own safety.
That the Silk Road is an ancient network of trade routes that was central to the cultural interaction throughout regions of Asia's continent, connecting the West and East.
It
connected the West and East from China and the Mediterranean Sea.
You're thinking, thanks for the follow. If you heard that sound, that means we got a follow on the old twitch.tv. And if you're not here and you listen to the podcast, I don't know what's wrong with you. You need to be here every Saturday night at 9-ish. You know,
give or take.
Do we have to give them a wave?
Yeah, we definitely have to give them at least a wave. All
right,
who was it though?
I didn't see the name.
That's awesome.
It was like Ultimo Green Ninja.
Was it?
784. Yep.
Ultimo Green Ninja 74.
This is for you, Ultimate Green Ninja. Explain how the wave works, Aaron.
The wave works by throwing your hands vertically in the air, like you just don't care, in a circular fashion.
And why do we do this?
And we do this because we get a new...
There
you go.
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. That is exactly what the wave is.
With our new chairs, I move around as I do that. I'm sliding all over the floor.
And then snap.
We do that every time we get a new follower. So Ultimo Green Ninja 21. This one's for you.
Oh, 21.
Yeah. What did you say?
78.
Good Lord, what are you thinking of?
Close enough.
All right, so it's going to go me, Aaron, Web, Larissa. Here we go, two times.
Ready?
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! That's terrible, Web. That's awesome at the same time.
Mixing it up a bit.
Ultimo Green Ninja, thank you for the follow. And, that was, yeah. Welcome to the Bang Crew.
Yep, our Ultimo game. Green Ninja says that they're 21, actually.
Are they actually 21?
No, I think they're correcting my butchering of their name.
What do you do when your game name is like your age, and then a year passes?
You make a new account.
There's a new one. Lot of accounts being wasted out there. That's what I sound like. The Silk Road, Corey, is the dark web, like Webb said.
So where you see like videos of horses fucking dudes.
No.
Dudes fucking horses?
No. That's just normal porn, Corey. Yeah, come on.
You can find that on the regular
one. You and I have very different definitions of normal.
The Silk Road is more like where they sell illegal things.
So like kidneys. And
yeah. It's like your definition, but digital. And
so you use bitcoins.
Yep. Actually, I think you do lose. You can.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no.
Legal activity.
Sir. You know, I watched Dope, the movie.
Okay.
And that was part of the thing. They had to sell drugs, and then this guy was like a nerd, so he decided to sell them on the dark web.
And there you have it.
Yeah. So I'm a pro now.
Which is me from a different timeline.
Says, it's clear that authorities want Silk Road 2.0 operators to face penalties for running an online black market, even when they're not the top dogs. A federal judge has sentenced Brian Farrell, a key assistant to site architect Blake Benthal, to 8 years in prison. Now that's a little soft to me. If this guy helped build a website that sells drugs, 8 years is what they're giving him, huh?
Yeah, what'd he do?
Well, he just helped build a website that sells drugs.
Yeah, the government's just mad because they're not making profit off of this market.
What if he just built a website and then he just went...
Well,
they used the website for whatever they wanted.
Farrell pleaded guilty in March to conspiring to sell illegal drugs, including cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamines. Excuse me. Through the dark web portal, is what they're calling it.
Oh, portal.
Yeah. Which emerged just weeks after the law enforcement shut down the Silk Road from 2013. So, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to say, hey, don't sell drugs over the internet. I know you guys have, you know, tried to find a loophole around the hand-to-hand type of stuff. But, this is still illegal.
You know what they need to do? They need to just go to AIM. Sell drugs over. Because they're not looking on AIM. The law enforcement, they're looking for, like, the really deep stuff. They're looking for more Silk Roads. They're not going to think anybody's going to do it over AIM.
Well, they are now, Webb.
Yeah. AIM, not actual AIM.
There you go. The penalty isn't entirely shocking. Prosecutors say that Farrell admitted to being vital to Benthal, may have been running the show, but more just a cog in the machine. However, fitting penalties might be, it's likely intended to be a warning to other people who try to use the Silk Road.
I think 8 years is plenty.
8 years is plenty?
Because for that guy, 8 minutes off of the internet is probably an eternity.
Yeah.
But you know, it's,
y'all
it's
get any more minimum, of the bandwidth?
It's got to be minimum security. So they probably have internet there.
You think it's going to be minimum security?
They probably have internet like I have internet at my job.
No,
you can go
come
to
on,
YouTube,
man.
But you can't go to like certain websites.
You need to go to jail more.
You can't go to jail.
Well, racism.
You need to go to jail a little bit more and see what it's really like in there.
Never.
Starless in chat says, once heroin is involved, the sentence should be doubled. So 16 years.
There you go. Ninja says, good old Ninja says, Silk Road is more than buying drugs. You can even buy human lives.
Yeah.
Damn. I don't know. It thins out the population. I mean.
Wow. That's terrible.
Realistically.
You know, my grandpa gave me two words of advice my whole life.
Was it, clear the room before you loot?
No. No. And he would say video games are for pussies, too.
Wow.
But, what he told me is that women are bitches and never do black tar heroin.
So he was insane?
Is he having a stroke?
He's a very wise man. I listen to this day.
That's why you've never done black tar heroin?
Yeah, I'll never do black tar heroin.
What about other kinds of heroin?
He didn't say, so I guess it's on the table.
Wow, that's
not this table, just to be clear.
I mean, not as far as you can see.
The proverbial table.
Well, I mean, the dark web, of course... It's called the dark web for a reason. You stay kind of away from the dark web. So if you guys don't want to get in any
web.
Type of trouble, don't go by the dark web. I don't even know how to get there. I don't want to know how to get there.
Google dark web.
Nope, not even going to attempt
it. It's going to be me, but black.
Not going to even attempt that.
Well, you start with 4chan.
That's already the
That's
dark.
The gateway.
And go yeah, from there.
Yeah. Capcom bans Noel Beltran from Pro Tour 2016. Oh, I'm sorry. Noel Brown.
Yeah, this is not... Yeah, this is a pretty crazy story.
This is a little crazy. Due to unwanted touching incident at Combo Breaker. So, well, I will kill you. Capcom has finally made an official announcement regarding Noel Brown sexual harassment incident at Combo Breaker 2016, an Illinois-based Capcom Pro Tour ranking event. The incident sparked off over the last weekend where a female attendee complained against the unwarranted and unwanted touching by male who was now confirmed to be Noel Beltran. Brown.
Sorry. It's really confusing.
Sorry. It's so really confusing. Ken Kennedy is so confusing.
Combo Breaker!
The veteran Street Fighter and Marvel Capcom player. The incident took place during the live stream, the Street Fighter V loser finals match at Combo Breaker tournament in Chicago last weekend. The incident was also caught on camera and went viral. I didn't see this footage, actually.
I wrote an article for Nerd Reactor on this one, and I did include the video. And
is it clear? Did he
makes a clear like butt grab motion, and she turns around like immediately.
Oh!
But here's the deal.
I did
some research.
Okay.
I did more research than whoever you're reading did this article. This is a peasant article.
All this article is just saying that Capcom.
What website did you get it from?
I don't disclose my.
Yeah,
sources.
Good, because they're hacks.
After you say yours, though, I'm going to read what Capcom's official release statement was.
Well, we went more in depth because this guy was actually in Ultra Arcade sponsored player.
Okay.
And we have ties to people who are in Ultra Arcade. So I started sending out some messages, getting some information back. And it turns out that this guy and that girl were sending text messages back and forth the whole weekend. She touched him before.
Touched him where? Shoulder? Tip? Butt? What are we talking here? Let's get some details. You wrote the article. You said you did the research.
Well,
where did they touch?
I don't have proof of this. I didn't.
Okay, so allegedly she touched him.
She allegedly touched him, okay. But there definitely was text messages. I saw the text messages.
Okay. Were they turtlenecking? No?
What does that even mean?
Cornholing?
Google it. That's... You tell me.
Prairie dogging.
Oh, okay. Got
what
it.
What were
got
they
it.
Doing?
So she has a boyfriend.
Don't they all?
This is the other side. This is all allegedly, because what actually happened, what we can see is for proof, is that he did grab her ass. She went on record and said it was unwarranted.
Okay.
The other side of the story is that he has text message saying that the two were messaging and being really flirty all weekend. Other people said eyewitnesses saying that they're being flirty all weekend.
Do we have those text messages?
Yeah, he released them and then took them down. But they've been, of course, it's the internet.
It's the internet.
So they've been screenshotted.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to see those text messages. But continue.
So he's banned for the rest of the Capcom Cup, which is lucky. I mean, this dude has a history. This is the same guy who in 2011 got into a giant brawl at an event. And then he's also the same guy who got arrested in 2013 for hitting his girlfriend.
Oh, man. So he's... Okay. All right.
So the guy... I think it's his reputation. I honestly, kind of seeing everything, believe part of his story from this last weekend. But when you have a history that bad, who gets themselves into that many situations in the esports world? He's officially Meta World Peace of Street Fighter.
He's the bad boy of Street Fighter. That sounds so stupid, isn't it? The bad boy of Street Fighter. Whoa. Like, that's so stupid to me. Okay, so this guy...
Noel Belt.
Yeah,
damn it.
Noel Brown.
Can we just say Sorry. Noel Belt trying to make it easy?
No, we can't. That's
well,
unfair.
No,
that's
he's
unfair.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Kennedy, he's a good guy. He didn't touch anybody's boobs or butt. Or
hit his girlfriend.
Or hit his girlfriend, no.
Yet.
I'm currently trying to find some of these text messages, and I think I may have found some on Reddit. And I don't know if these are real. I don't know. What's UVG? Stand for, because it says his handle is UVG Noel Brown.
UVG. I don't know. He's part of Ultra Arcade, so it might be something there.
Because there's some real jacked up stuff that was said back and forth. But again, that doesn't mean come touch my bum, you know.
Yeah, no, the dude was he made a mistake. I mean, whether it's
did he make a mistake though?
He's banned.
Yes.
I mean, he wasn't probably going to do too well anyways.
Wow.
I mean, I'm just being honest. He wasn't ranked very high, you know, but he's banned from the season. I think he's more of a Marvel Capcom player.
I don't know if I can even repeat some of this stuff. I got all. Somebody screenshotted it, definitely.
Yeah, you have all the text messages.
You want to?
Yeah, just give us.
This is Larissa.
Hey, Daddy, I just want to get your attention. Shorty, you already know what this is.
That's all the
girls know what it is when it comes to Flo. I didn't want to get in bed at NorCal because I felt like it was going to be cock blocking him, since I know no girl can resist him. She says that snoring was making my panties wet.
What?
He says, I know you were already soaked when you woke up that morning.
So this is the flirting back and forth. Yes. I understand. Okay. Continue.
He said, haha, good thing Flo was there to help you go back to sleep. She says, I mean, you went to work, though. He says, are you complaining?
Are we talking about Flo as an Aunt Flo?
Aunt Flo.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so.
All right, all right. So nothing happened because Aunt Flo. That's a big... All right, go ahead. Continue.
That's a cock
block. Yeah, that's
a some smiley faces and lols go on, and then he says, I mean, the bed was bigger than the other hotel, so I had more room to work with. Shh.
Whoa, if this is hanging Larissa up.
A little blushy.
Someone wants you to read it in a creepy To Catch a Predator voice.
She says, oh, okay, so we both helped each other out, basically. Their grammar is awful, by the way, so the words are being skipped out. I'm adding in words to make it sound like a complete sentence, but they're both talking.
When you're trying to get you some poonanny through the text messages.
Really? You can't be grammatically correct? That's
terrible. Girl, G-U-R-L, I'm going to F-U-K-U-G-U-D.
Oh, what? I was like, what?
I'm gonna fuck you good.
So if this was they're flirting before, you know.
Yeah.
And then all of it culminated into what? Maybe 4 seconds of a butt grab and then a
not ban? Even 4 seconds.
Not even 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And then a ban. Was it worth it, dude?
Oh my god.
What happens? Go on, please.
And they're right talking into the mic there. They're talking about okay, so you're the cleanup crew and I'm the fix-it crew. Of course, that's what friends are for, right? He says, I mean, the bed was bigger, okay? And she says, with Mike on the bed too. So apparently there was like a weird threesome going on.
Okay. All right, some Street Fighter, some Ken and Ryu and Chun-Li action going, huh?
And he says, the bed was made for two people. I'm like, I hope Mike doesn't wake up, but if he does, fuck it.
So they're going to bang next to their friend.
Yeah. I asked him later that day, was that you shaking this bed this morning? I couldn't sleep because of it. And he was like, no, I passed out as soon as I got into bed. So they knew he was sleeping and he didn't wake up to them.
So they did not do anything then, is what I'm hearing. Because Aunt Flo was around.
I mean,
that doesn't stop people. But that's her literally saying, that's the block right there.
That's the shields.
The shield right there.
You know what confuses me on this whole situation? Because the situation where he hit his girlfriend, it's because they were at a tournament and he walked into the hotel room and his girl was with some guy.
Oh, so she was cheating.
Yeah. He walked in and then he got in a fight with the guy and in the cross, you know, in the shuffle, the girl got hit.
So that the guy ducked and she caught a free one.
Damn.
But, you know, so the guy had experience getting fucked with, right? So his girl did that to him. And now he's on the other end 2 years, 3 years later at this combo breaker event.
Terrible.
He got in trouble because this girl was with a guy and he's sending text messages and trying to flirt and touches her butt. When he gets called out on it, then she says, obviously, you know, I have a boyfriend. This was unwarranted, you know, and the dude gets in trouble. So he fucked himself.
He did. Because
there's a whole bunch more talking on here, and I'm just saying, if you're gonna talk to somebody like this and have chat back and forth, you're not gonna get offended by them grabbing your ass, like.
Because it's very explicit, right? Like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just scrolled up a couple of pages, and I was like, oh man, I think I'm reading this tonight at Aaron's alone time.
Do your jerk sessions,
right? So. If I understand, but I think the fact that she got it on camera and she can definitely be the victim, she can say, hey, yep, I didn't want that. Then she's, you know, she's got it in there. And she doesn't need to be touch dude. Like, come on.
Well, the only thing that made it a deal is it was caught clear on camera. And if you do anything on a Twitch stream, people are going to see it. And they're going to screenshot it. And then they're going to fucking post it all over the place. Just like the girl who flashed her coot. You know, she did it.
I hate that word. Can you use a different word, please?
Coot.
That's terrible.
Cooter?
That is a...
That's not even
like sounds any, like any a iteration redneck.
Of that word. Or
cooter sounds like a that word's version terrible. Of it. Cooter.
You could crazy use that word. Cooter. You could use the proper word and just say vag or vagina.
Oh, those words are yucky.
Okay.
Your face.
Definitely, he shouldn't have touched her. I'm definitely on that side. But this chick just texted something saying for shizzle. I don't like her. That's what that is right there.
She texted that?
She texted something. He said, "You coming over tomorrow?" She put for shizzle.
Oh man, that's a buzzkill.
Yay, I miss you. And she said, "I'm sorry, TT."
Oh, that's friend zone.
I don't know what that is. For shizzle is just stupid zone. But anyway, yeah, this guy got in trouble. Whatever. Don't touch people. Guys, let it go in your bathroom. Just let it go. But CampCon said over the past weekend, we were notified that an unfortunate case of sexual harassment occurred at Combo Breaker 2016.
Combo Breaker!
Cock block.
Cock block!
The CampCon Pro Ranking Tour event, where a female attendee received unwarranted, unwanted contact from a male attendee who's confirmed to be Noel Brown. This incident also kept... They put his name on blast. That's Jack.
Like a bunch of times. In case you didn't know, his name is Noel Brown.
That guy. Right there.
He cannot live within 100 feet of a school now.
Here's all his social networks. This incident was also captured on camera during the live stream before Street Fighter V Losers Match. As a result, we are banning Noel Brown. Again, they say his name. From the competition in duration of the 2016 season of CampCon's Pro Tour for the... As a first offense, wow. A second offense will result in a lifetime ban from participating in any future pro tournament events. We will use this as a baseline penalty if similar, what is just a whole bunch of Street Fighter people touching booties out there?
Cooter.
So that's
what I don't know what's wrong with that word.
It's a terrible word to use.
How is it a terrible word to use?
It makes it sound horrible.
Vagina doesn't sound right.
Actually, that was pretty funny.
That's horrible. So yeah, if you're in the you're in the fighting game circuit, any game circuit or whatever, don't touch a girl if she doesn't want it. You know, just you know, like it's a keep your hands to yourself. Hands on controllers.
Hands on the other stick.
Yeah, exactly.
Hands on the fight stick, not the love stick. A bunch of people.
If they don't make posters and put that all over, you know, like at conventions, it's cosplay is not consent.
Consent, yeah. Hands on your fight stick, not on your love stick.
We should make those for Capcom. Like, make a poster design sent to them.
Screw for Capcom, make it for ourselves. Money off of that ourselves. Somebody Capcom, they'll need it. GameSpot is receiving a lot of hate for their deceiving Overwatch PC versus PS4 video. Craziness, right?
Who? Yeah. GameSpot?
GameSpot.
The beacon of all fucking ethics and journalism?
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly what they are.
No.
I was actually asked by a coworker of mine, how much pressure do we get to give good reviews on certain things?
All the time.
Someone actually asked you that?
Yeah. Okay. I guess it was the first time that he knew that I wrote for a website and everything like that. And so he was kind of getting on with the questions and inquiring about it and stuff like that. And, I told him, I was like, no, we don't. You know, we kind of go out there and give our minds to it. You know?
Yeah, but seriously, dude, how much are they paying you?
It was like $30,000. That's how much you got.
That's why I'm working here.
And, yeah.
That's why I'm working here.
Exactly. That's why I'm wearing this red vest right across from you right now, bro.
And you're like, oh, dude, that new Call of Duty Infinity, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be dope.
Buy two copies. Overwatch has been out for almost 2 weeks now, and the game is very successful, like we talked about at the start of the show. The game received almost universal praise from gamers and critics alike. It is reported that it may have pushed The Division off the top spot. That's not a report, that's just facts. GameSpot published on YouTube May 31st a video entitled PS4 vs. PC Gameplay Comparison. has already received a ton of hate from YouTube alone. The video has garnered over 7,000 dislikes at this time of writing this article, compared to only 800 likes. If you wish, you can see the difference. They showed a difference in the picture where it doesn't really look too different between the PC and the PS4. There's like little more shading on the PS4 version, and it's kind of lighter on the PC version for some freaking reason. But do you know who Total Biscuit is, Corey?
Yeah, of course. Total Biscuit.
Yeah, he went on there and he went ahead and commented. He's put, "Dear Gamer, or Dear Games Journalism, keep being the SHIT so we can take your audience. Thanks, YouTubers." And he got apparently 13,000 replies to that one comment for some reason. And it started some type of flame war on the chat.
Yeah, Total Biscuit's kind of, he's got a pretty big following.
He does.
He's a really, I don't know, he's a negative Nancy.
He said, although having the most popular comment on the video, Total Biscuit has no means alone in his, or is by no means alone in his criticism of GameSpot. Some people put on, like, why would you do this? What an idiot. Thought this was a good idea. YouTube checking in, thanks for making mockery of yourself on our site GameSpot.
Well, Real Stunt Panda brings up Gerstmann Gate.
Oh yeah, Gerstmann Gate was the big one. Yeah,
yeah. This is the same source that caused that shitstorm, so it makes sense that they would do something.
Well, it says the hate on this video stems from the fact that it's very clear that GameSpot's PC footage is by no means a true representation of what the version can offer, in fact, of looking worse than the console version. And see, that's what I was saying. It looks a little washed out on the PC as opposed to the PS4.
From their images.
Yes,
yeah.
From their images. Something that ticked off PC owners, of course, you know, because they've got to get their pitchforks and freaking torches and rally up whenever they think their graphics don't look, you know, better than the PC or the any console, put it that way. Users on YouTube and Reddit have accused GameSpot of purposely lowering the PC quality gameplay in order to make the PS4 version look better. But why would that serve a purpose? Is that another money in the pocket thing? PlayStation saying, hey,
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah,
really though, but like, why would nobody knows? I mean, everybody knows that to not be true. You have any gamer that you have that's going to buy Overwatch is going to know graphically it's going to look better on a PC that's, you know, specced out for it.
Right? Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So then, why in the world would you even try to do something like that, GameSpot? Like, try to make it look like the PS4 version is better.
And why would you even do anything that you think?
Because money.
Well, yeah, there you go.
But the other thing I don't understand is, why do we still have these videos? The comparisons between...
Because people want to know exactly how much better it's going to look.
Yeah.
No amount of graphics in the world is going to give you a better gameplay experience with a certain game. I guarantee you that. If the game is fun to play, it'll be fun to play.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
Lumina Rat 4800 wants to know Nintendo NX news.
Well, I searched and scoured the internet, Lumina. That's luminal. I'm thinking it's like some chick.
Probably is a chick.
No, it's not.
It's a lady. What's up, girl? Hey, Lumina.
Unholy toy.
Yeah.
It's all dudes.
Yeah.
I could not find any NX news. Yeah. But hopefully E3 is around some time. We're not going to find anything on E3. Have we done predictions of what we thought the NX is around table?
No, I don't think so.
Now, I think the major thing that's
VR.
Going on. That would suck.
I know.
So bad. That would suck so bad. I think the biggest rumor that's out is it's some type of mixture between handheld and console.
Yeah, so Luminal Rat 4800 posted a link to a tweet.
Okay.
I'm trying to get the...
It's a virus.
Yeah. No, it was... I don't know where they got it because it's their Twitter. But anyway, it's showing a like a connection map. And you have... it says the Nintendo NX comes with a HDMI streaming device and the NX portable console. Using the HDMI streaming device, the NX portable can be used for both a home console and also for a handheld on the go. So you have a box where it has an NX portable, and then there's like a chain to the game console, which then leads to the display unit, which then leads to the HDMI streaming device.
All wired, right?
Yes, of course.
All wired.
Okay, so it's a...
But it's like a... It works... It's a map.
Oh, and the game runs off floppy disks, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
I mean, I would like to see it in action, how they would try to execute this whole console and handheld situation. But how many... You play handhelds a lot, don't you, Larissa?
I do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on the...
The DS and the Vita. DS. Yes.
And the Vita? Somebody just asked, did you play the Vita?
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of JRPGs and stuff that are really good, and the graphics are so much better on the Vita comparable to the DS. So a lot of games that they released for the DS, they also released for the Vita. They're just very scarce. So a lot of them you actually have to order overseas. And some of them aren't even translated into English.
Fine. I know, yeah. So you play some Japanese stuff?
Yeah. But I probably play the DS more, though.
Luminal Rat says, I'm a dude. Yeah, I know what that means. It means you're a really hot girl. Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly. Luminal.
BR King says, the Vita doesn't have real games. It only has JRPGs.
Exactly.
So that's only... Okay. Is that why it's probably not going to come out with Vita 2?
Yeah.
And we know that, as we reported, that Nintendo, I guess, is doing another handheld codenamed MR.
Was good it? God, they need to stop.
When they
released
market.
The new 3DS, I was pissed off.
They own that
They have, like,
market.
Two games for it.
You already said yourself, no Vita 2. No. You believe no Vita 2,
no.
right?
No.
So then, boom. There you go. If the market is wide open, we're going to hit you with another handheld.
Yeah, Nintendo has that market.
Speaking of dead consoles, I just read the headline of an article called... is the Steam Box dead in the water?
I'd have to say that I have not sold one.
You have them in store, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know these things existed.
Yeah, no, we have the i5 and the i7.
Wow. That's so sad.
That we sell.
Again, go back to old episodes. Said this many a times. Who the hell is this box for? Not for PC gamers, because they have a PC.
Not for console gamers.
Not for console gamers. They got a console already.
Yep.
With a name brand stamped on it. PlayStation, Xbox, not Steam. So I don't understand.
I got a buddy who bought like three of them, and he uses them in his like game room.
Is his first name Fool?
No.
Last name Gullible?
No. It's I'll leave him okay, anonymous. Yeah.
You should leave
I'll
him
leave
anonymous.
Him
yes, you should leave him
anonymous. No, but he bought them for, I think, $200 a piece, $250 a piece.
Okay.
And they run all the games he needs them to play, and he has them all set up in a LAN up in his room, up in his game room.
Okay.
So he got a cheap, like, LAN party system where when you go to his house, you don't even need to bring your own computers. You just show up. We all play games.
I'm still with... So you can log in under your account and everything, your Steam account on other people's stuff?
Yeah. No, it's just a computer, but it looks like a console.
I don't know. I saw it one time, I think, at Fry's, and I literally stared at it for like 5 minutes. Like, what are you for?
Just dust it off a little bit.
Who are you?
Let me ponder this.
BR King said he forgot the Steam Box even existed. I'm right there with you, dude. Like, until I saw that article today, I was just like, why? What? That thing's still stuff for it? Where are the commercials for it? Where's the marketing for this thing? Do you guys even get marketing in the store? No?
We had a poster. A poster.
A poster in the back.
But we have, like, cards for it, representations of the system itself. They're, like this big. And it says, get the Steam Box, picture of it, stuff like that. And then i5, i7. And then the prices, of
If
course.
You buy one, just go give it to Habitat for Humanity. I think somebody else is... Yeah, that's who it's for. It's for Habitat for
Humanity. You just build a small computer.
It's not worth it. It's 100% not worth it. I have another news article that I want to go over with you guys, but I'm afraid to.
Lay it on me.
Only because
I ain't scared.
This one is kind of
racial.
It's a lot of racial.
Is it racially charged? Aaron, come on, man. We've done this. We've walked down this road many times, no, my we friend.
Haven't. We've ran down this road.
We've ran down this road. We've rented, like, construction Condos. Equipment and then repaved the road several times.
As long as I'm black, sir, we cannot go down this road enough.
Aaron, just stop being black.
That never happened.
Wow.
Marvel Civil War comics live up to their name in the worst way. So if you haven't kept up, the last Marvel Civil War before the movie and everything was two different sides. Captain America, Iron Man, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, we got a new Marvel Civil War now that there's an all new Marvel, you know, timeline and everything like that right
Don't
now.
Don't do that. You son of a bitch.
So what? They have of course, Iron Man again. And now they have Captain Marvel as well.
Oh yeah, Civil War 2.
Yeah, Civil War Part 2.
Yeah.
You know how they start this one off? With the death of a character. You know who that death of the character is?
Black Panther?
No.
Oh.
You were close though. You got the black right.
Black Widow?
No. Why would I say it's racially charged and Black Widow dies? The Russian chick.
Black Bolt.
No.
She's Russian?
It's Rhodes. The partner.
Oh.
Yes.
War Machine.
War Machine. He has ties within the Marvel Universe very deep. Of course, he is War Machine. He's a sidekick. Not really sidekick, but partner more to Iron Man. And he's also romantically involved with Ms. Marvel. Little known fact.
Right.
Little jungle fever going on there.
Ew.
She's got small spoiler. I already spoiled it already by saying he just gets killed right at the beginning. But
yeah.
Yeah, Thanos
kidding.
Punches the hell out of him in one of the panels. You know, and if you get punched by Thanos, like direct hit punched by Thanos, you're pretty much
critical.
Yeah, it's a critical.
It was very effective.
Yeah, it was very effective. Super effective.
Play of the match.
BR King says Black Iron
did not get play of the match. However,
No, still didn't get play of the match.
Sebastian. Black somehow
he
still
was even
Sebastian.
There.
Yeah. So you know he gets killed, and the writers or whatever go out on a note saying, "No, this isn't just like they did with Captain America. This isn't an alternate whatever. This character is dead. He's gone, guys. At least for this, you know, story arc," they would say. Because you know how comic books work. You're dead one day, you've got, you know...
Thanos didn't...
Yeah, exactly. Thanos didn't kill me. He just punched me into a different dimension. Now I'm back. Yeah, no. He's pretty much splat. So a guy over at the Kotakis... Not even at Kotaku, actually. I'm sorry. I take that all back. At IO9... Gizmodo.
Oh, yeah.
You've heard of that website before?
Yeah, they're owned by Kotaku.
Yes, exactly. He writes an article about said murder of Rhodes and how he basically disagrees with it. If you guys never got to read The Last Civil War, it kind of came to a climax ending point when the black guy got shot in the chest by the fake Thor, died, and then Captain America was like, okay, now we can stop. That's how it happened. So to kick things off, he would think that Marvel would learn something by not killing another black guy, but they didn't. So, of course, they're on the defensive saying, we didn't think about it that way. We just thought about, it's an important character, we need some way to kick off this war. Let's do it with that. You're thinking of something, Webb. Go ahead. I know you're thinking of something.
Okay. I wouldn't think of that either.
Yeah, and this is why I didn't want to really bring this one up, because nobody else is black but me. And I understand that. I've made peace with that.
We can't change that.
Are you upset that it was a black character?
I'm upset that they had to use that trope of kill the black person. And we've talked about this in other media before. Let's see, Borderlands, I don't know.
Yeah, but he was banging a white chick, so
that
justice.
No. So was Roland. That doesn't...
I'm seeing a theme.
Yeah, you think that's reparations for us? Oh, we'll give you a white woman to
bang. Yeah, our finest white women.
No.
Our Kim Kardashians.
It's the same
trope. Disgusting.
Like,
what, you don't agree?
They're more silicone than women at this point. Let's be honest.
More machine than man.
We have the technology.
But it's a thing that, and I know comic book nerds, and he writes in this thing, and he says, as a black, you know, black nerd, we always see our heroes and wondering, and always wonder, like, well, how long do they have before they're gone? You know, because it's a thing where they're not always in the forefront. Just recently, Black Panther is finally popular again. It has, like, kind of like the number one selling comic book, and has got light shed on him. But before, he was kind of just, you know, off to the side, not really put in the forefront. Though he was very integral to a lot of storylines as an Avenger.
But look at the storyline they had crafted. who else could they kill that have had the same impact? You just said
this is the Marvel Universe, though, right?
Yeah.
Where there's like hundreds upon thousands of characters.
Yeah, but they all would not have the same... I mean, you couldn't kill Squirrel Girl and have the same reaction.
I could probably argue that you
could. If this one guy, regardless of color, age, whatever, is Tony Stark's best friend,
uh-huh,
and banging the Ms. Marvel, who's on the other side of the Civil War, that's the most relevant character they could have taken out to cause the conflict.
And here's the other thing that they
so would you say that if knowing they were going to go into Civil War, they should have recast Rhodes as a white guy?
No, how dare you?
What are you trying to say? Yeah. Honestly,
so there's clearly other characters that can tie both these two people together.
But this is deep. This is his best friend. This is her boyfriend.
This is how they build it as well. This is probably why it stings a little bit more to this writer as well. I need to read the series to get the full understanding. I'm going off of what this writer says, who I'm assuming is black. That's what I'm going to do. I believe he is. I think he said it at least once. They do things in there, of course, like to highlight their friendship, of course. The banter between...
Hey!
Who was that?
It's a ceramic dragon.
Wow. They do things to banter back and forth, of course, between Tony and, you know, just like friends do. They also show the romantic involvement between him and Ms. Marvel. But then they also go as far as to have Rhodes talking to the President of the United States and them kind of hinting towards maybe we should have, or maybe you, Rhodes, should be our first superhero president. You know? So, like, they build this character up just for him to get punched in the chest by Thanos and be done with.
The way I view it as they killed off War Machine. They didn't kill off the black guy. They killed off War Machine.
Because War Machine is a suit that could be worn by anybody.
Spider-Man
could wear, yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
Spider-Man could wear. They killed James Rhodes.
Okay, they killed Rhodes.
Yes.
But they didn't kill
the black guy. He has a name.
They killed...
Webb.
Shut it.
His name is Robert Paulson.
They killed the character. And the fact that they had all that buildup, that he was going to be the first superhero president, lends to the fact of why they picked that character. Because he was going places that another superhero has not gone before, so it makes it even more tragic and lights the fire even more for the fact that he was killed.
He says, to have a character like Rhodey, who was embodied... duty, or who has embodied duty, loyalty, and sacrifice, gets snuffed out of the comic, meant to draft off a major Hollywood movie, hurts in a deeper way than Marvel intended. To be a black nerd is to constantly feel like your avatars and totems are at risk of erasure.
Clearly a white writer.
If you feel... I mean, it can feel like pop culture characters that look like you exist by the grace of whims of capricious masters, only to whom have never experienced the same thirst for representation.
You know what this is, and you're falling into it, Aaron. You're hook, line, and sinker. This is Chad complaining about Hail Hydra.
No, it's the same damn thing.
Because Chad looks at Captain America and sees himself in this character, the pure good, doing things for America and being. Yeah, no, that's what it is. And then when he became Hydra, he goes, "Oh, that's my favorite character. I saw myself in him." And then the same writer's doing the same thing, but just because he's black, you agree.
Throw a rock and find a character that's just like Captain America. Oh, I hit Superman on that. Yeah, whoa, my bad.
No, Superman's a shitty character in American way.
He's not written as well as Captain America, but does he not stand for those same morals?
Doesn't matter. The thing is, we all have our favorites. We all like to see ourselves, and when that character dies, you get butthurt. This guy just happens to write for a website.
But if I found the same correlations between James Rhodes and a video game character that don't exist in the same world, how is that possible, Corey? Is that a coincidence?
What's the same correlation? Besides the fact that they were dating a white woman.
And then both get killed for no good reason.
Do we need to get Anthony Birch back on the show to ask him if that had any...
He told you why, Aaron. He told you.
He told me why, but haven't I said time after time, as a writer, you can always find a different way. If you don't want that mountain to blow up, you're a writer. You're the god of that creation. You can find another way. But if it still happens in your mind over and over, and one group of people keeps seeing that, that's the same thing that keeps happening over and over and over, how did you not see a pattern there?
Oh my gosh.
And this is why I said I couldn't bring it up, because nobody...
Because we would prove you wrong, like we did. Because black people... Oh my gosh.
No, I'm not trying to be...
can only see it that way.
Exactly. I'm not trying to be insensitive about it. I just...
You got 20 seconds. Wrap this thing up, Aaron, so we can talk about this.
Thank you for watching,
everybody. Patreon people will get to hear the rest of this.
Thank you for watching. Oh, we'll wrap it up shortly afterwards. So, I mean,
you're supposed to do it before. That's disgusting.
There it is. For Larissa, Corey, and the real David Webb, real David Word, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying Black Comic Book Lives Matter, everybody.
Bye.